In a world with many similarities to our own, there lies two planets that are both experiencing societal turmoil. One of them, the planet Remus, there lies a town named Hazel that is on the outskirts of one of the busiest cities on the planet. While society is strained with cultural change, in this town, there are beings that no one has seen and struggle not to be found as time goes on. The following is the story of some of the people who end up finding them through no fault of their own. This is Hazeltown Story. Hello, and welcome to another session with Team Misk. This is Hazeltown Story. I can already tell that we're going to have some fun times today, because we are, based on the preview of what we did last time, we're back with the, we get to see if our ragtag team of information getters and mage beater uppers are actually going to be able to do shit this time.
Look, I beat the shit out of those cars.
Fucking rocket jumped.
You swooshed right in, that's true.
We accomplished nothing by doing either of those.
Yes, but you get a chance to redeem yourself. So before we actually continue, we should probably introduce ourselves. So go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Carnival.
I'm, of course, Deathmaster 780.
And somehow, I'm Torpetypus.
Yes. So last time, I believe we... I actually probably should have listened. I can't remember. Did we end... I know last time we ended with ending the day, because you had a list. You're kind of playing as your team of investigators that the consortium put out to try and figure out more things about Elysium and what that is. And you got two or three of the places down, and you got to the last, which you have not staked out.
Ended on the morning session being finished and going into the afternoon as we head to the third location.
Did we do downtime actions?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought, but I just wanted to double check. Okay, so I was going to do slight retconning of the name of the place, because I think I did say the name of the place. I just realized that actually does not make sense. But you had your list of three places, and the third one on the list is located in the town of Oakbrook. It is the Dudley Castle Inn and Chapel. It is a place that I don't think any of you would have visited, but it's a place that you know of because you've probably seen it in advertisements or just via word of mouth, because it is essentially just from what you all know from, I imagine you just like kind of had to think, I was like, God, this sounds familiar. Where it is a location in which it's a tourist trap, essentially. It is a place where ren fairs are held. There is a recreation of, let's call it, a medieval chapel. And then there is a castle inside with a courtyard, or that has a museum of, like, some old, let's say, Middle Ages, like, really, like, try the kind of things that try and, like, do King Arthur stuff, but for real.
We're at a medieval times, what you're saying.
We're at a medieval times, but it also has some other stuff. It's not just a medieval times. It also has extra bullshit attached to it, like basically a motel also, and the chapel. But effectively, it is a medieval.
I refuse to believe that people go here willingly.
Look, it's relatively cheap.
Okay, I'm trying to remember the name. It's Evermore, what you're saying.
Evermore?
Oh, you don't know about that.
I don't.
I'll post the video later.
Okay.
I feel like I know what it is, I just don't remember the name of that name.
Oh, okay, I see. Oh, this thing, yes. DM linked the Jay Nicholson Evermore video. Yes, I remember hearing about this. Yes, this is essentially that. So, you see that on your list. So how do you plan on, what is your course of action?
Well, we're still in the car, pulling up to the place. Haley just looks out the window and says, oh, that's fun.
Not this place again.
Again?
Again?
I get a lot of jobs. I get a lot of jobs that aren't just you guys.
What kind of jobs?
This was more less questionable. They just wanted me and the company to do like a basic security overrun. Like, well, I don't know if it's under been, it's, this has been a few years ago, so I don't know if they might have been under new management, but it was like just some basic stuff.
There are a lot of robberies at the Ren Fair?
No, but you know how landowners get.
I see. Well, Queen, you know the drill. Take us around the building. See what we can see.
Yeah.
Investigate roll.
Okay, so just also, you're thinking of like trying to scope the place up by driving?
Yeah.
Driving around the outskirts of the park.
Just trying to think of the logistics of that. Let's see. You know what? Yeah, I'll say, why don't you, okay, so investigate roll. So who wants to investigate?
Me, because I'm the only one who has it.
Okay. So you want to, if you're going to do an investigate action, because I take it you want to go in, afternoon, or do you want to go in night?
It's the afternoon.
Okay. So it's going to be controlled because there's no like real like threat at this point. And that being said, the effect's going to be limited because you're just scoping. Or
the effect's great because of all my skill boosts.
Okay, so it's going to be okay. It's going to be great. Just for the record, what skills do you have? And is it Haley that's doing this? Right.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so you have
hyperfocus and coast clear.
Yep, so you have hyperfocus, which is 1+, and you got coast clear when undetected or not watched. All intellect, cunning, and take +1 effect. Okay, so yeah, it is great. So yeah, it's control great.
Also, just a reminder, what does the action rolls do? The boosts?
So you pick one. And you get a bust that, or a buff for that one. So you, for Haley's example, because you have mental discipline, you pick investigate, sabotage, or intuit, and you get a +1d when you do rolls with that.
All right, in that case, 3.
Okay, so you rolled a, oh, you critted. I think this is actually our first crit. So 616. Is that actually, you get a XP and Skulker from that.
Ah, excellent. And also cunning.
And cunning, yeah. What you find is, as you go out, it is the afternoon. These places like these, it is not, the day that you're going into, it's not like, there's no holiday, there's no, nothing really should be going on, because these places usually open up at night. For casual, you don't see any, like, you can see the chapel like from there. Usually if there's like some sort of like wedding or anything going on, that there would be like, you know, staff there doing stuff to prepare for it. But you don't see anything like going on over there. You do happen to notice that the, I'm trying to think how to phrase it. What you know of, like, because, or actually you won because you're not playing Bobby. You kind of take a look at the staff parking, like where staff would, like where like the normal staff, and you notice that it is like not very filled, but you do happen to notice that there is more people around than, or rather there is groups. You happen to like walk, see a group of like 6 people, like in a group that don't look like they're too.
How white are they?
Very. You could, just from what you know of like your experience, like just from what you know of what you're doing your job like right now, you can tell that something's up.
Haley points in the direction and says, you guys seeing what I'm seeing?
Yeah. Do we want to go loud or right away, or do we?
Oh no, we've tried that twice now and hasn't gone well. Let's take this quietly for now. All right.
I don't know, I could take them.
I don't doubt that, but we need absolute confirmation that they are what we think they are.
Do they have any visible tattoos?
I would say from the distance, you would not be able to tell.
Okay.
Well, given that the World War II didn't happen, right?
Yeah, no, you don't see any. Well, still, there would be, it would not be out of the ordinary for there to be identifying tattoos.
Someone's gonna make some Nazi is gonna make some tattoos to make signify the Nazis, even if the Nazis don't exist as we know them.
I mean, if it is like there are symbols for like the thing, like they're signets, they're based off of the constellations, so they could be like you could just have the literal constellation tattooed on your back.
Hell, if World War II didn't happen, that means the swastika is probably still all over the place.
We don't talk about that.
Kingdom of Hinduism.
We don't talk about that carnival. We're just gonna ignore that and push it to the side.
Okay. I'm sorry, that just came into my mind thinking of
That's some weird shit we're not gonna get into.
Yeah, the fact that there is like due to back like there has been like not just like the groups that would actually have used that probably have a good population in this area.
That's right.
Well, there was also that, but it was everywhere on everything at one point in time. It was super popular.
It's like it probably would show up, but also we're not going to bother with that.
Yes. I'm sorry. It just that kind of like weight thing that put that thought in my brain.
Thanks to alliances from cross planets that actual people that when you got their symbols stolen probably would have a good population over here. But yes, long story short, no, there is no, even if there were identifying tattoos, there is no way you could see them because they're like dressed up and it's too far away. Because you had to imagine
they wear clothes.
It's not like they have like a forehead tattoo.
Damn, if only you can make it more obvious.
All right, Queen Parkus.
Okay, should we do it down the block or in the parking lot?
Parking lot for now. They have no reason to suspect us.
Okay. As tempting as it is to run them over, I won't.
Well, so should I actually describe what you're seeing? So the area is kind of surrounded, or it's like a big, like the place where you can like drive around is like, it's a big open like area. Like you don't get, like you're not going to be able to get your car, like you're just kind of going around the borders of like, think of like a theme park, like that kind of area. Like this place is huge. Like you're going around, like driving around like the size of something like the state fair.
Oh, I thought like the skinheads were in the parking lot.
They're kind of in. They're like going from building to building.
Mm-hmm. Either way, we'll pull into the parking lot.
Okay. So just so for your awareness, so you're going to the parking lot. There is like, it's kind of one big parking lot that like there's like areas like, okay, this is reserved for staff. This is reserved for lobby. Like there's some areas reserved and then there's like the place. It's all one big parking lot, which is where you saw like there's a lot of parking for the reserve that does not match up the amount of staff.
Funny that.
And the area to get in, there is a kind of mock fence around the area. Like there's a mock like wall, but there's like a lot of places where you can kind of see through, but it kind of all funnels you into, unless you want to like vault over, you are going to have to go through, there's like one area that's like a admittance area.
I mean, I could hop the fence. I don't know about you guys, but I could.
Let's hold off on that for now.
So you want me to go in for a sneak in or just
no you either. We're going through the normal way through the main entrance, and Haley gets out of the car and grabs her laptop bag as she does it.
Yeah, right. The area to go in has like there's like two like pathways to go through, and there is like one of those there's a turnstile, like two turnstiles, and there is there would effectively be two lanes to go in if it's busy, but there's like only a person, so the one lane's open. And then there is someone at the ticket booth.
Hello.
Hello.
Three tickets, please.
Let's see. This is in the afternoon, right?
Yes.
She kind of looks, it's like, well, are you here for, the person that's kind of looks at the counter is like, I don't see anything scheduled for today. So the only thing here would be the normal dinner, and it doesn't, we don't open for a number of hours, so I unfortunately don't have any tickets to let you in.
Wait, this place isn't open during the day? this amusement park.
Well, it's I'm thinking of an actual medieval times. Well, especially also there's
Yeah, we can get tickets to the chapel.
You get it's also general admittance, so it's like I can get you sure. Here's I can get you tickets. Also, here as you're kind of going around here, here is the person behind the book kind of each hands you like a wristband. It's like, oh, here also, while you're on the park, just go ahead and put those on. Those will let them know that you're here for just general admittance.
Thank you. You have a good day.
Yeah, you have a good time.
All right.
So you each get a red paper wristband of the chintziest opportunity. The thing probably cost about 2 cents.
Well, luckily I can handle it then, as long as it's not magic.
No, this is cardboard ass, or this is construction paper.
This place really does go all out.
Look, like I said, this was a cheap job when I was here.
Willingly pay for this.
Look, this town isn't exactly the most glitz and glamoury place like it's fucking L.A. or New York.
Doesn't mean you can't have some taste.
There is no accounting for that.
Just saying, fucking tourists.
If it makes money, someone's going to tap into it. But anyway, where are all the white guys that we saw earlier?
Where are the white boys at?
So, you kind of saw them walking into also, I'll just go ahead and say, buy the ticket, because I'll just give you this. By the ticket counter there of the area. So I imagine one of you grabs it.
Yes.
On the map, you notice there's a few. Obviously, you can kind of see from where the entrance is that in the center is a giant replica castle. Inside the castle, this is essentially where the dinner theater has a giant indoor courtyard where there's all sorts of look up what a medieval times is.
Shame we're too early for the giant leg of meat.
You don't get the leg of meat that you don't get any utensils that also has
gotta use your fucking hands.
You gotta use your hands to drink your soup and your Pepsi.
I've been to Renaissance fairs before.
Medieval times. My knight didn't win.
No one.
Nope.
Actually, nope. That's the thing, is that no one, everyone, the people that's in the crowds for the knight that wins, actually paid actors. CIA op.
Anyway, white boys.
So there's the castle. There is a number of other. It's there is a ye olde pub, which you can bet that thing has an E at the end of it for the olde pub. And then you kind of judge from where you saw them that they went into a kind of a building that was meant to serve as it's kind of resembles a fake tavern, because they have a couple of them there that it's meant to be a meeting spot.
Tavern.
Yes, Tavern and Sherry.
Please, Tavern and Sherry.
God.
There's also some shops. There's also, the chapel, which is they put a note that it is there's services that go on. The way that it is listed is that you kind of see on there, there's a schedule of services that you notice that it's on Sundays that there is actually a service. It weirdly does not say what the denomination, but it's there's Christian iconography, but you don't see anything else.
How much you want to bet they don't even have a real priest?
No bet.
But yes.
Anyway, white boys.
The building that you saw them go into was, like I said, one of the taverns.
All right. Haley will turn to Queen and says, I have something I need you to do.
What up?
I need you to shadow those white boys.
You mean just enter the tavern?
Let's just keep an eye on them. Follow them if they leave. Don't let them see you.
I can just go and get a drink.
Yes. Perfect.
They can see me. It's okay.
Yes, but just don't let them know you're following them.
Well, yeah, obviously. Don't make eye contact. Sure, whatever. I'm going. Have fun.
All right, so with that, so what is Haley and
Claudia.
Who are you playing against? Claudia, yeah. Right. So what are you two doing?
Haley's going to find somewhere to sit down and open up her laptop. And how cooked is Claudia at the moment?
How cooked?
Yes. She fried her brain launching into the ceiling.
Claudia should be at full again.
Yeah, I rested. Oh. So I'm back ready to go.
All right. Good. Haley will tap the bench next to her. Claudia, sit down.
Yep.
All right. We tried brute forcing this before, and it didn't work, so let's do it the smart way now. Let's do a little bit of research. See what we can find out.
Okay, so what are you trying to do?
Going to do a research roll. Look up key things like names of like the managers of the park.
So,
and also trying to see if we can draw a connection between Cygnus and this place.
So how are you planning on doing the research? Are you trying to tap into something specific, or are you just doing, like, a internet search?
Internet search? Like, I assume Libra had a reason for thinking this place was a Cygnus hideout, so see if we can find it.
Okay. With that, you're not really doing anything suspicious, so I would say it's controlled. Are you just doing, like, do you have, like, a knowledge of, like, a specific source that you're going to try and look up? Or are you just kind of doing a casual?
I'm trying
to figure out what your effect is going to be.
I'll say casual, because I'm not sure what a specific source would be in this case.
Okay, then in that case, your effect would be, if you're trying to look up to see why would Libra think that this is a place, that would be like a concerning place. I would say that is going to be limited.
Okay. All right. And Carnival, can you give me an assist? Carnival?
Sorry, I had to step away.
Oh, can you give me an assist?
Yeah, sure. Happy to help.
All right.
So that's one stress from
Elmas.
All right. See anything else? Nope.
Okay, so that's a 1, 2, 3. That is a failure. Your effect is, I mean, it's, you don't find anything. Like, that's just what the effect is. You can resist that if you want to, like, spend resistance points on trying to get something.
She'd have to roll first, see how much she would need to spend stress.
I'm not resisting that.
Okay.
Oh, darn. Couldn't find anything.
So, now what?
Well, now, suppose we have a look around park, see what else we can find.
All right.
Okay, so is there any particular location that you would want to investigate?
What's the biggest building in the place? The castle. What's the second biggest?
The cathedral or the chapel.
Let's go to church.
Okay. As you kind of go through, before I forget, for that failure, did you mark XP? That should be for Haley. That should be both Skulker and Cunning.
No, that was an intellect roll.
Oh, is it? Oh, research intellect. Then in that case, you only get it for intellect.
Right.
My bad. I forgot research was.
Well, Cunning is investigate sabotage and into it. Anyway, investigating church.
All right. So, as you go in, you can see that this is quite a This is quite a large church. It is about the size. It is, as you kind of go in, you can see that it is meant to be like evoke imagery of like a like earlier century church, like maybe like 16th or 17th century church, or like a specifically like a Western European church. There are, as you kind of go through, you can see that there are a number of people that are serving as like assistants, and they are all to kind of get into vote, like get into the spirit of it. They're all dressed in monk robes.
Oh, great.
Oh, dear.
Anything specifically that you, so as you go in, there's like a little entrance area where you can see, you see like two monks that are just kind of trying to think of what they're doing. You can kind of see them sweeping around the area.
They're not doing anything suspicious, just sweeping.
Yeah, they're just sweeping right now.
All right, well, Ayla's just going to walk past them and go have a seat on one of the pews.
As you kind of walk past them, they kind of initially don't, or they kind of nod their head towards you. And then as you go to sit, they kind of look a little bit more confused about, like, oh, and one of them kind of approaches you and is like, may I help you? We don't have any services today.
Ellie just clasps her hands in front of herself, bows her head, and just goes, I'm praying to God.
The monk kind of looks at you and is like, oh, okay. And then just kind of goes back to what they were doing. So they are now kind of really getting that area that they can see, look at you, or like keep an eye on you really clean.
At this point, I'm guessing they're distracted, so they're not paying attention to me then, right?
So, okay, so you aren't sitting next to each other?
Nah, we probably came in at the same time, but like, Claudia probably hooding back towards the entrance a bit.
Okay, so Claudia's just by the entrance?
Or, well, in a different pew, just doesn't look like, trying to make sure it doesn't look like her and Haley are
connected. Well, since they saw you both kind of come in, and you're the only two people that are, like, in that area, they both are kind of knowledgeable of you there, being there.
In that case, just have Claudia sit next to Haley, so we can talk to each other.
Sure, in that case, yeah.
All right, in that case, from where Haley's sitting, gonna do an investigate roll. Scope out this church.
Okay. So at the moment, you're just gonna sit there?
Yes, just sitting there pretending to pray.
Okay. I just wanted to double check, because in that case, your role's gonna be controlled, because you're not, like, you're just kind of sitting there, and you're not, like, moving. I would say that the effect is limited, but it's not going to be limited.
It's not.
Actually,
can I still take Coast Clear or no?
That's what I was going to say, is that actually it would be normal because you are being watched.
All right.
So you rolled 2, 6, and 5. Okay. So as you're in the church, you're kind of taking a look around. You do notice that it is definitely something that is, I mean, it feels like not only is it like kept clean as like it's like just it's also like an exhibit of trying to be like, oh, this is what an authentic cathedral of the time would look like. You also happen to notice you kind of take a look around and you just kind of see it's like, okay, there's an altar, there's like a good number of pews. You kind of like look up for a moment, it's like, okay, there's an organ, like there's all the bits of like a what you'd consider a church. One thing that you do notice, that there are some sections to the sides. Like you happen to notice that there is one thing that keeps or like catches your eye, is the fact that there are curtains on the side. Like there are some stained glass windows on the sides of the building that are like letting light in. You do also have to notice that there's an area that doesn't have windows and that there is curtain kind of like used as like decoration to the side of the wall. The thing about that's kind of throwing you off though, is that the way that the curtains are kind of positioned isn't like flush with the wall. Like they are kind of, it's like the curtains are like used as like covering up some side parts of the room.
All right, Haley will whisper to Claudia, curtains over in the corner, and you see them?
Yep, hidden door or something else.
I don't know. You think you could go investigate without the priests noticing?
I can give it a shot. All right, time to turn invisible.
Okay, so you're going to use your
I take it you're going to be using your wizardry?
Yes.
Or turning invisible? Okay. Yep. So that's 2 stress?
too stressed and just gonna hop right or just walk right over there. Then
okay. So one thing is that you are invisible, but so what are exactly you going to be doing?
You said that it seems like it's not exactly flush.
Yes. I will go ahead and say, if you plan on looking what's behind the curtain, if you touch the curtain, that part's not invisible.
Oh, I understand.
Just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, I understand. Only Claudia is invisible, not anything she interacts with. But yeah, just slowly but surely, just so it looks like if the curtain is moving, it's just like a breeze or just a little movement of things that just happen. You're just like feeling up the wall to see where like there might be a repressed or assessed thing to go and activate a switch or like something loose.
Okay.
I think that'd be a sabotage.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So that's going to be an action roll to do that.
I'll return the favor with assisting. Is there like a offering plate somewhere in this room?
Yes.
All right. While Claudia is doing that, Haley will just walk up and place something in there.
Actually, I'll give you this. There is a, let's just say by the front, there is a place where like here's a collection place, so you can like there's like notes of like, oh, this is where what we do to help out. I will say that because I'm trying to think of like what the thing is. So sabotage, like in what case, what would you be sabotaging?
The wall itself. If it's like got a recess, that means I'm going to just sabotage to open the wall.
Okay. How I'll do this is that you are looking at the curtain and trying to see what's up with it. I will say that, since likelihood that that's going to potentially the if something goes wrong that it is going to make a noticeable effect, I'm going to say that's risky, but I will say your effect is going to be I'm going to say your effect is going to be normal.
All right, that's fine.
And you get a plus one die from my assist.
So yeah, that's a three die rolling.
Six, four, two. Okay, so what you find behind the curtain is that it's not. You find that the curtain's kind of fastened to the wall. So it's like it looks like the closer you get to it, it's like it looks like something goes in it. Because you can kind of see some motion, but it's like you can see that it's like the curtain's kind of going a little bit further. Like there is something behind this curtain. And what you happen to notice is that there are you kind of like unfasten the thing, you take a look and you do notice as part of your thing, since you're kind of taking a look at what's up with this cloth, you happen to notice a sort of sensor that it is a sensor on the curtain that if you were to separate it too much, like if someone was just going to raw open the curtain, that something it would trip. So you kind of take a look, you kind of find an area that's like underneath the curtain, like you kind of go underneath that's like closer to the wall so it won't make as much movement and it's not going to affect the sensor, and you go underneath it. And what you happen to find is you see three little side rooms, like very tiny side rooms, like almost like only one person can fit in it.
You did it. You found the glory hole.
You did do.
Ah, Carnival had to step away. Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
Maybe pop over to Queen for a little bit until Carnival can come back.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So while that's going on, Queen.
Yes.
You decided to go, not decided. You kind of were like, okay, you're going to go into a tavern and try and see what happened to the people. As you kind of go in, it is a, It is trying its damnedest to be like the look of an old tavern that weirdly enough has like, you know, modern taps and all that. Basically, it is like the kind of bar that would be very like it is a kind of bar that you would compare to like the one at like an Applebee's. that level of quality of drink, but also with like medieval like theming. And in the like, you can kind of see that there are a few people in here. Like, some people actually legitimately look like people who were maybe like here or staying here for like, or here early for an event that's going to be occurring. And then you see like there is a small group of people in the corner by a booth who seem to be talking over something that they look kind of like they're kind of just chatting.
Okay. I'm going to see if I can get a seat next to them before flagging down whoever I can, basically, to get into.
Okay, so you're going to just sit in the booth over? Or yeah. So how close are you going to be?
Close enough to hear them. So probably relatively close.
Okay, so I would say that you'd probably pick a table closer to the back, but not like the direct booth over.
Yeah.
Not
like this place is packed anyway.
No. But you kind of sit there, but as you kind of get closer, they kind of like notice that there is someone there. They don't really they're not looking at you like suspicious of like, oh, this person, like, they don't find you suspicious. They find you more of like, oh, there's a
I hear that. Just give them a dainty little wave. I give them a dainty little wave.
Okay. And they just kind of look at you like, and then they just kind of go back.
Now, back to flagging down whoever I can for a drink.
Okay. As you kind of sit there, you flag someone down and they come and they take your order, or like they do a spiel, which I don't feel like making up at the moment, but it's very cringe. It's very much this person is paid way too little to a whole song and dance about the fact, well, not literally, but it's like the whole like old timey English and all that.
Cool. Chill. Buddy, you got any old timey vodka?
The person just looks at you is like, yeah.
Cool, I'll take it. Straight.
They kind of look at you as like, and they understand the level of this person is just as like equally, our souls are of equal strength. they drop the act immediately. It's like, yep, one coming right up.
Previous episodes of Hazeltown Story can be found at bekindrewind.hazel.town or radio.hazel.town. If you would like to know more about the universe and have an interest in video games, you can watch Lord of the Puzzles Journal, our sister show, that can be found at theater.hazel.town or bekindrewind.hazel.town. If you would like to keep up to date with Lolo, you can follow them at Coast or Blue Sky at Lolo the Puzzlo. There is also a Discord server in which you can potentially catch episodes being recorded live at club.hazel.town. Thank you for listening to Hazeltown Story. I welcome you to come back for more.